This is Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by Landis. I'm Mark Magnuson. A Senate judiciary hearing was held on Tuesday to attempt to address high input costs for farmers, from seed prices to fertilizer cost. We will hear more from American Soybean Association President Caleb Ragland next.
Every farmer knows a strong season starts long before the planter rolls. At Landis, our agronomists are here to help you choose the right seed for your fields and protect it with acre-edge seed treatments that give your crop a stronger, healthier start. And with flexible financing options, it's easier than ever to plan ahead, manage cash flow, and capture early season savings. Talk with your local Landis agronomist today and plant with confidence.
American Soybean Association President Caleb Ragland told judiciary lawmakers some recommendations for driving down fertilizer costs.
Remove IEPA tariffs on critical inputs, machinery, and parts, which will immediately lower cost of production for farmers. Two, the 45Z tax credit and proposed RFS volumes will drive investment in soybean processing and biofuel production that needs to be finalized this year.
Despite the suggestions made at the hearing to help lower fertilizer costs, the Fertilizer Institute CEO, Corey Rosenbusch, said the U.S. has little ability to lower fertilizer prices.
Fertilizer is a globally traded commodity. So while we cannot directly influence prices, we can bolster domestic supply to help mitigate geopolitical risks for our American farmers.
He adds that improvements to domestic fertilizer production infrastructure comes at a high price.
Fertilizer production facilities are very capital intensive, sometimes costing as much as $5 billion for a nitrogen facility or 10 years to develop a potash or phosphate mine.
The U.S. is heavily dependent on Canada for potash and China and Mexico for fertilizers. ASA's Ragland says farm aid is needed for growers right now.
Given the state of the farm economy, targeted farm assistance is desperately needed to offset trade-related losses and negative basis being experienced in many regions.
For more on this story and all of our daily news stories, you can visit our website at iowaagnet.com. You've been listening to Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.